Before the protest rally, the leadership of the union held a news conference to brief the media about its decision to file an appeal against the High Court ruling last Friday. The General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union, Prince William Ankra, is of the view that the judge overlooked essential procedures the workers raised, adding that the union has appealed for stay of execution.
We're not happy with the sort of decision of the judge, and on the basis of that, we asked our lawyers to appeal to the appeals court with a view to making sure that we go back to hear the issue further. Even though they've been served, had gone ahead, threatened employees in a strong military presence to take letters of redundancies, then to the extent that also violating the CA that we have with them to give them personal contracts, what they call fixed-term contracts. And these are virtually, I would say, outdated labor relations practices. We're really taken aback. We think that we come of age and nobody will do anything on towers.
The leadership of the union later met the workers at a mini rally to explain the outcome of the court ruling to them. Some of the workers complained about the alleged intimidation meted out to them by soldiers.
Yesterday, around 2 o'clock, called emergency meeting. So you all came from Pet to Sun City, where you normally do our meetings. It was there, the HR told us that the issue between the union and the management has been ruled in favor of management.
How can a soldier come onto a mine without the management involvement? Everywhere, from main gate, even clubhouse that we drink, clubhouse. Even ordinary clubhouse, you can see military men there.
Yesterday in the evening, if you get to the gate, you are asked for the letter by the military men. If you don't have the letter, that means that you are not going to enter. So it is under duress, most of the guys sign these letters.
Stevenson Agri filed that report.